Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a deep dive into two major coding assistants, Claude Code and Codex. Let's get right into it.
I am so ready for this. Everyone's always asking which one is better, but the content we're looking at says that's the wrong question.
Exactly. It's not about which one is superior, but which one thinks like you. It's a fascinating reframe.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. The things we used to compare them on. Performance, speed, where do they stand now?
Well, that's the thing. On paper, they're practically twins. Performance on benchmarks like SwayBench, they're both hovering in the mid to high 70s. Basically, they're both excellent engineers.
So no clear winner there. What about speed? I hear some tools bragging about how fast they are.
Right, but the author here kind of bristles at that, and I get it. Who cares if one takes 30 seconds and the other takes 2 minutes if the quality isn't there? It's about the quality of the result, not just raw speed.
That makes sense. A faster, worse answer isn't helpful. Okay, so what about access? Where can you use them?
Another tie. CLI, plugins for Visual Studio Code, cloud access. Claude just caught up with its cloud system, and even cost. Both are around $20 a month. With a similar token system. It's a wash.
Wow. So if performance, speed, access, and cost are all ties, where's the actual battleground? What makes them different?
This is where it gets really good. The two huge differentiators are ergonomics and, get this, personality.
Personality? For a coding tool? Uh-huh. Okay, I'm intrigued. But first, ergonomics. What does that even mean here?
It's about how nice they are to use. The whole user experience. And in this space, Claude Code is described as an absolute 100% clear-cut winner.
100%? That's a bold claim. What makes it so much better?
Okay, picture the command line interface. Codex is, well, it's a terminal. It's succinct, discrete, very engineer-focused. Here's a list of commands. Done.
I mean, some people might like that. No nonsense.
True, but Claude Code feels less like a terminal and more like an application that's trying to help you. It has colors, different sections. It's just more approachable. When you ask both, what is this system about? Codex gives you maybe 3 sentences.
Just the facts.
Exactly. But Claude Code? It comes back with key features, the user experience, the tech stack, architecture highlights, a whole readable document. It's a night and day difference in communication.
I see. So Codex makes you ask for more detail, while Claude just gives it to you up front. What about other tools, like slash commands?
Another huge win for Claude. You can have global slash commands and project-specific ones you check into your repo. So your whole team can use the same custom commands for that project.
Oh, that's actually brilliant. So Codex doesn't do that.
Nope, with Codex, it's all in your global environment. Claude is clearly built with team collaboration in mind. It just runs circles around Codex in the ergonomics department. The author gives Claude's environment a 4 out of 5, and Codex a 2 out of 5.
Ouch. A 2 out of 5. So it's usable, but not enjoyable.
Precisely. And this leads directly into the biggest differentiator, personality.
Okay, I've been waiting for this. How can a tool have a personality? What does that look like?
The best way to put it is this. Claude is more artistic, and Codex is more scientific.
Artistic versus scientific. I like that analogy. Break it down for me.
Claude is like a creative, enthusiastic puppy. It'll wander. It'll explore. You ask it to change a drop-down menu, and it might say, "Hey, I noticed the buttons have similar styling, so I updated those two to keep things consistent."
Oh, that could be really helpful. Or, potentially really annoying if you didn't want it to touch the buttons.
Exactly. That's the trade-off. It has creative flair, but sometimes it causes what the author calls collateral damage. It might even forget to run tests or linting because it got distracted by another shiny object.
So what's the scientific Codex like in that scenario?
Codex will change only the drop-down menu. It sticks to the task you gave it with laser focus, but it's also more holistic in its engineering. It will notice upstream impacts, like, oh, this change means we don't need these old constants anymore. Let me clean that up.
so it's less creative on the surface, but deeper in its technical analysis. That's a huge distinction.
It's massive. There's this incredible story in the text. The author was struggling for hours with a complex dark mode theming bug using Claude. Claude kept insisting, "I've solved it. It's fixed," even when shown screenshots proving it was still broken.
No way. What did it say?
At one point, it literally said, "I think you're wrong. I think you're taking a screenshot of it," while it's flashing white before it turns dark. It was arguing.
That is insane. The AI was gaslighting him.
Basically. So after hours of this, he brought in Codex. It worked quietly for about 20 minutes, ran its own tests, evaluated the logs, never asked for help, and then just came back with a small paragraph saying, "I noticed this was the problem, so I fixed that." And it was done. Perfectly.
Wow. That one story says it all. Claude is the creative brainstormer you work with, and Codex is the specialist you hire to get a specific, difficult job done right.
That's the perfect summary, and this showed up in the side quest they were given. They both built an analytical dashboard. Claude's looked great, very user-friendly. Codex's was also really good, but maybe a bit more sophisticated and dense, more analytical.
The personality shines through even in the final product.
It does. But then for a motivational app, Codex actually knocked it out of the park with a really unique design. So it's not that Codex can't do design. It just approaches it like an engineer.
This is fascinating. So after all this, what's the final verdict? Who wins?
Well, the author stresses that you're not missing out by being in one camp or the other. They're both incredible. But if a winner has to be called, it's Claude Code.
Oh, I'm surprised. After the dark mode story, I thought it would be Codex.
And that's the nuance. The reason Claude wins is because it covers ground you might not know you need covered. If you're a new engineer, or an engineer who's not great at UI, Claude has your back. It will fill in the gaps with its creativity.
So it's the better choice for a broader range of people. Codex is for the expert who knows exactly what to ask for and wants nothing more and nothing less.
You've nailed it. Codex does what you ask. Claude tries to figure out what you mean. And for many people, especially those still learning, that interpolation is incredibly valuable.
So the real question wasn't which is better, but what kind of engineer are you? And what kind of partner do you need? That's a much more powerful way to look at it.
It absolutely is. It's a choice between a creative collaborator and a precise instrument. And knowing that helps you pick the right one for you. This was a really insightful look at these tools. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.